I'm about to do something terrible. Not steal a toddler's birthday present, terrible, but still, I'm not proud of it. I'm about to give you advice that I'm probably not going to keep myself. Do you have any debt? I'm not talking about financial debt. This is a terrible time to be talking about financial debt. But the feeling of getting out of debt is an incredible feeling. I remember when we paid off our car. Terrific feeling. If you have extra time right now, it might be a terrific time to be getting out of debt. And the debt I'm talking about is project debt. Do you have projects that have been sitting around on a hard drive collecting dust? This is the ideal time to be getting those things done. I have a project that comes immediately to mind. It's a hunting video that I started working on 10 years ago for a good friend of mine. He was featured in Boone and Crockett for one of the biggest kills of the year, and so I told him that I'd edit a hunting video for him. I'm not a hunter and I don't know much about it, and I lost some passion halfway through the project. But I still think about that project. My wedding video. I got the footage from my wedding 10 years ago, and I've yet to put together any kind of an edit. And my wife asks me about it every month. And this is a terrific time to be clearing that kind of debt. Now, if your project is sitting on a hard drive, it might be a great time to hire an editor. There's a lot of people that are out of work, and they're not looking for a handout, but they are looking for projects and would love a legitimate opportunity to be doing something productive. The projects in my career that I am most proud of are the ones that could have ended up in this debt pile, but instead I got them done. Sometimes we call them passion projects. It's usually the projects we do that we're not compensated for, but they help you learn what your own art looks like. I hope this episode inspires you to clear some of that debt from your plate. Thanks so much for joining me on today's episode of Video Production Daily. I'm thrilled that again today I get the opportunity to bring you the perspective of Laron Friedman.
Most of us probably have a lot of old footage sitting around, old projects, passion projects that we've never had the chance to edit or finish editing. So I think this is the best time to finish your edits and finish your cuts and actually search for that song you've been looking for that passion project, or maybe fill in some of the gaps for the edits that you've never had the time to actually search for. If you missed that aerial shot in your trip to Hawaii, then you can take it out from different stock footage sites. So it's a great time to also get back to your old projects that you never had the chance to finish and finish those as well.
That's an incredible tip. I was just thinking about a project that I have sitting on a hard drive that is officially 10 and a half years old.
Definitely. For those kind of stuff, this is an excellent time to go back 10 years back to old projects. I have a passion project like 6 months ago that I never touched and I never thought I'm going to touch. And I bet there's thousands and tens of thousands of creators out there that have tons of passion projects sitting and waiting to be edited. So what a great time to do that.
What a great time indeed. I want to thank Laron for being the inspiration and the brain power behind coming up with this week's tips. For those of you who would like to hear these short episodes on your Amazon Alexa, you can search for Video Production Daily in the Amazon Alexa Skill Store. I don't know if it's called that, but I'm calling it that. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Feel free to leave a voicemail at anchor.fm/video production. It's been an absolute thrill being with you today. Thanks for joining me on today's Video Production Daily.